Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jim Kawakami, the editor-in-chief of the very athletic Bay Area. Jim Kawakami.
Tim Kawakami, who has covered the NBA for over two decades, and more specifically the Golden State Warriors over the last 12 years.
This is the TK Show.
Hey, it's Tim Kawakami, TK Show, with yet another sound file episode. Been talking to a lot of interesting people lately for my columns, and if the sound quality is good enough, if it's a good conversation, figure might as well throw it up on the podcast. I think it's working. I think maybe you guys like to hear some of these. And I'll be writing this for a column also. Maybe two columns, as you probably will figure out later. But Joe Lacob, I spoke to him in the owner's club after the Valkyries' victory over Seattle on Saturday night. And it's the third straight Valkyries' victory. Their fifth straight sellout. Fifth sellout in five games at Chase Center regular season. Very good energy. You can imagine Lacob was in a very good mood. Maybe you could hear his grandsons running around a little bit and Kirk Lacob gathering them up let us talk, but it was great. Everybody in a very good mood. We're opposite the windows, and I think a couple of players kind of knocked on the windows as we were talking to say hello to Joe. It was a very, very good vibe. Obviously, things are going well for the Valkyries, 5-5, already have more victories than the Atlanta Dream. The last expansion team won in their first season, 2008. They're like could be headed towards the playoffs. We shall see. Interesting little note that I found out is the Chase Center is booked for the WNBA playoffs, Laver Cup, other things. It'd be interesting. They didn't quite plan this. They're ahead of schedule. That's all good news for them. Financially, they're doing killer, as Lacob speaks about. And I think the grander picture is what does this mean for the future? Things are already booming for them financially. Things are – Nicasi can really coach Ohema. Nyanen is really, really good at finding kind of overlooked players that she has had her eye on internationally. And Kayla Thornton was a player for the New York Liberty that Nyanen was the assistant GM for. I think started like 10 games in two seasons with Liberty. This is a very, very good player. Probably an all-star player, and but what this means for the future, obviously, what 75-80% of the league will be free agents, expect to be free agents next offseason. Looking at a new CBA, you know, if they agree to it, there's a whole lot of things that could happen for this team very quickly. And when they're making this money, have this kind of environment, as Lacob says, if he was a player, when he, you know, you'd probably want to be playing in front of Chase Center crowd with this thing going on. Maybe it doesn't happen. Maybe the five-year prediction they're going to win a title for 5 years is foolish. But there are things happening here. I want to do that. I want to talk to him about it. I'll be writing a column about it. Also, I did promise him, like, hey, listen, I ask whatever I want to ask. But little make sure that he doesn't say too much about the Warriors and Kuminga. But I did ask him because since he had Kuminga sitting next to him at the inaugural game at Chase Center, what his message was with that, if he had any. Is Jonathan Kuminga staying with the Warriors? Is he not staying with the Warriors? think you'll be interested in that question and definitely the answer. And one follow-up, I said, one question on the Warriors and one follow-up. I think it gets to the point. I think you'll be interested in it, and that's why I do say at the end of this that that was my one Warriors question, as promised, but we did get into the meaty stuff. So there you go. It's a long intro to like 10, 11, 12-minute conversation, but I think you'll get something out of it. Okay, on to the conversation.
Joe, you're an optimistic guy. You speak optimistic. You try to speak things into existence, but 5-5... three-game winning streak, more wins than the expansion team. The last expansion team had the entire season, went a dream 4-30. Is this exceeding your expectations?
Yeah, I think it is. There's basketball and then there's the business side. Mm-hmm. On the basketball side, 5-5 is obviously remarkable, especially given that the league didn't do us any favors.
Yep.
We didn't get a lottery pick. Mm-hmm. And our first round pick actually is not even playing this year until next year. And they protected six players, in the expansion draft. So, what our GM did to put this thing together and find players that no one knew about in Europe is pretty incredible. Hema deserves a lot of credit. And Natalie Nakase is proving to be an excellent coach. I'm so impressed with the job she's doing. I mean, really amazing. Making everyone play together as a team, the style of play. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, what specifically do you like about the way they're playing?
We shoot a lot of threes and we're very active on defense. Both are good. The threes aren't going, but we're defensively, we're very, very active. And I think that's, we play as a team, certainly team defense. And offensively as well, the sum seems to be better than the sum of the parts, I guess, or something like that.
Yep.
But we're just playing really well. You got to like what you're seeing.
I think you're going to be tied for seventh now or whatever.
I haven't looked at the standings.
It's right in there.
Yeah.
You allow yourself to think, what would happen if you could make the playoffs the first season?
Well, our goal is to make the playoffs, which would be a pretty audacious goal.
Yeah.
But that's what Natalie has stated. I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes. This is going to be the roughest patch of the year. Mm-hmm. We had a very tough home schedule. We already played a tough schedule. Mm-hmm. Played the Liberty twice on the road. Mm-hmm. Played Minnesota, probably the two best teams in three of these 10 games. And now we have four players out for a couple of weeks, including today. Four players were out of our roster.
Yep.
Four good ones. So to win this game is huge against a team that is, top four?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty exciting.
You mentioned the first round pick not here. You probably sort of knew that
when we did.
But then you cut your second round pick and your third round pick.
I think our fans need to understand a little bit. You need to take a look at the WNBA draft process. Very few.
His great kids are saying goodbye.
My grandkids. All right. Bye, Michelle. We're going to come back. Very few, even first round picks, actually, if you look at that. Now you should get to go look at this. Make their teams. It's pretty remarkable.
Not for expansion team, though.
Overall. Yeah. Look at the draft in the WNBA. First round picks, a lot of them don't make their teams historically. Mm-hmm. And second and third round picks generally don't. Yeah. So we kind of knew that going in. Mm-hmm. You need a top pick in the draft. And when we didn't get in the lottery, we were pretty upset by that. But it is what it is. You have to deal with it. So, here's the good side. We found a lot of good players out there internationally. We went heavy international, and it's worked. And, coming this next season, you probably would bring this up in a future question,
but
80% of the league are going to be free agents in January. And that we did know and do know. And so I think if we can have a good year, be an exciting place for the people want to come play, I think it bodes well for the future.
Well, let's just tie in the other element is you mentioned, I assume this was another sellout. I don't know, or close to a sellout.
Yeah.
You're leading the league in attendance.
Yeah.
Obviously, the energy is amazing.
Fantastic.
There. Do you hear back? Do you hear some other players from opposing teams are mentioning
what's the word's starting to get out. It's early in the season. People are starting to notice. You have to notice. All the articles that have been written.
Yeah.
We sold out. This is our fifth straight game. The place is full. Certainly lead the league in attendance. No team's ever done that. And we have some big games coming up. Home against the Clark and home against the Liberty.
Yeah.
So those are going to be well attended too. I don't know. We might sell out all the games. Our business side is the other side of it. They've done an incredible job of I'm so proud of the Jump Inc. branding and, you know, everything they've done to get people to buy tickets. And people are, what's amazing is how great our fans are.
Yeah.
As you can see, at the end of the games, they're all still there, standing, cheering the team. It's a pretty exciting experience. I encourage anybody who hasn't been yet to come out.
Well, I like it is the countdown when the shot clock's coming down. Mm-hmm. It is a little like, 3, 2, 1, would you shoot? It's very
amazing.
Different. It's very different.
I mean, honestly, our people deserve a lot of credit for the game operations. Mm-hmm. I know it's not something you talk about. We're concerned about wins and losses, and that's your job to cover that. Yeah. But, you know, it's got to be a great experience for people, too. And I think they're getting a great experience when they come to these games.
Forbes has reported that I think expected $55 million revenue, which would be tops in the league. Is that accurate or about ballpark?
Quite a bit higher.
Quite a bit higher. Yeah. Well, I guess I wasn't even adding.
That wasn't
media. Yeah, that was national media. Yeah, national media.
Well, it doesn't count merchandise. Yeah. We're already number one in the league in that. Our per caps are higher than every team in the league. And I mean, we're executing on that side. So that's good for the league. It's good certainly for us too. But I think we want to try to set the standard. It's an audacious thing to say for an expansion team, but. You know, we really try to be as good as we can be and set a standard for what can be achieved. There are going to be several other expansion teams coming, and I think Toronto, and I think they'll be very good too in terms of the way they execute. So I think the future of this league is very bright.
So well, you put the sellouts, you put the way this is working business-wise, you put a team that is playing very well.
Yeah.
Does that, I mean, you've already said championship within 5 years. I don't know. I don't think you're going to, maybe, would you accelerate that in your mind or?
Oh, we'll keep to the 5 years.
Yeah. Okay. Not two.
I mean, that would be obviously incredible. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's impossible, but let's just say we want to be competitive, trying to make the playoffs this year, and we'll see what happens over the next few years.
Whole new CBA likely next year. Do you expect this team? I mean, you've said it before. I'm going to ask it again, though. This team is going to be the number one destination for agents. Do you expect to hear from a lot of free agents when it opens up next?
I don't know. Let's see how the season goes. All I can say is, you know, this is self-serving. Mm-hmm. But if I were a player in this league, this is where I'd want to be. I mean, all you have to do is take a look around, sell out crowds. No one's ever done that before. Great venue, great coach. I mean, there's nothing about this that isn't appealing. And that's our goal, to do that, so we can attract free agents in the future. I'm pretty positive about it going forward.
$2 million a game revenue about?
I don't want to get into the exact numbers. I'll just say that that number that was floated, I read it in articles, is it's in excess of that, obviously, because that didn't include a bunch of stuff. I will say this. Mm-hmm. It's they're all the teams in this league are doing better this year, and that's good. And you know, you saw the Forbes thing and the article, and the Liberty are certainly doing very, very well. But we're way in excess of any other team, and that's what I hope that we could achieve, and I think we are.
The valuing on this team, you paid $50 million for. Okay, what would
at the
be
time? It's a record.
Yep.
It's like people always say, when you bought the Warriors, you bought them cheap. No, we didn't buy them cheap. Mm-hmm. We bought them, it was a record, $450 million. This was a record also. But, you know, the job is to go out and execute, you know, get great management in the air and execute and great coaching. And we're doing that. It's just on an accelerated timeline here. It's going pretty fast.
How excited do you get watching these games? Is it just the same as watching the Warriors? Is it,
I mean,
different?
I'm extremely excited by it because you have to remember two things. One, this is full circle for me, right? I mean, I did the ABL back in the 90s. It was my dream, and it failed, to be honest. I failed. We failed. And so to come back all these years later and to do it, try it again, and obviously have some advantages this time in terms of experience and capital and building and everything else obviously helps. So it's very rewarding to, you know, achieve success in that regard. But I get excited because I love starting things. Mm-hmm. This was a team that we started from scratch. We 18 months ago did not have any employees, and now we filled out the entire organization. You know,
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A lot of great people. And that's very exciting to design the branding, the court design, the marketing, the, you know, everything about it. And to come up with what we've got right here. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it and the job they've done. We've just got a great team that's executing. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's all about operating and executing.
I'm going to throw one Warriors question at you, maybe with some follows, but you did have Kuminga sitting next to you.
I knew you were going to get to this question.
Was that a message from you? That
when he sat on the floor here?
Well, you sat next to him. He sat next to you.
Was that a message? I don't know. People can interpret it however they want. I happen to be friends with a lot of the players, most of the players, and I love JK. I think he's a great guy, and you know, everyone knows I think he's very capable. And I think they'll just have to wait and see.
It has been certainly noted that you are a big fan of his. Would it be, and I've asked you this question before, but we're right on it now. Would it be difficult for you to trade or to lose Jonathan Kuminga, just personally for you and also as the owner?
I mean, look, it's difficult. You get close to all your players. That's why you got your players in the first place. You like them. Otherwise, you wouldn't have them on your roster. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it probably would be difficult to lose someone that has been here 4 years and is part of our organization and great guy. But this is a business and we have to do the best thing to build a team. And, you know, he is a free agent.
Yep.
He gets to choose.
Restricted.
He's sure. Restricted. Yep. So we have the, you know, we have that for, on our side. But it's a business and we have to just see how it goes. I mean, let's see what happens. We do have the right to match, as everyone knows, and that's a fact. And it would take a lot for me not to match, or us not to match. But you know, again, we have to look at what makes our team best, and that's really up to Mike to make those decisions and to recommend to ownership what to do. And so, it's going to play out pretty soon. You won't have to wait too much longer.
Yeah. Well, just seeing him sit next to you, Joe, was quite a moment for all of us here. Yeah, I didn't want to read too much into it, but
I don't think you should read too much into it.
Okay.
I mean, I was I had Brandon Przemski sitting with me for a game. Steph was supposed to be here and then had to cancel for an event. He had something he had to do, but he'll be at one of the games, I'm sure. Jimmy Butler, if I can get him up wherever he's traveling, I'd love to have him do a game. So it's really not. I mean, I just think it's fun to sit with those guys in the off season at one of these women's games. They all enjoy it too, and so. I think that's really all it is.
Okay, Chuck. That was the only one I promised. I promised it wouldn't be many of those.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.